Okay. Hi, everybody. Oh, maybe wait another minute. Okay, so welcome. And I would say we let autumn start with the PC update.
Sounds good, thank you. Probably the most relevant info is about the changes PC is making to the way SIGs report up. And I am new to the PC this year, so I am still learning the old way that it was done, and it is now changing into something slightly different. But there are sort of two paths happening now. One is the community priorities dashboard, which you may have heard about, which the PC is trying to maintain. And I think last summer, you all probably discussed a list of these priorities. We asked each SIG to contribute about five, each of them linked to a Jira issue. And those are being compiled and maintained on a dashboard under the page tree of the PC Wiki. This is not to say that the product council has sort of purview to decide what gets developed, right? It's more a reference for the community in terms of what are the greatest needs across all of the apps, where maybe some overlap is. And the POs actually have given us some feedback that it's helpful to have that just as sort of a high-level view of what's going on development-wise, and what the needs are. So in addition to that effort, we are also still continuing the regular updates from the SIGs, but the calendar is changing. I think we're going to end up asking for regular reports on SIG activities maybe twice a year. And this report on top priorities once per year. So we're working on documentation for this right now. It's not quite ready, but I will be in touch once we have some concrete info for you about how we're going to proceed going forward. And probably the other couple of things to know about. So at WolfCon, the PC set a couple of goals, and we've created some subgroups. Oh, I'm sorry, Stephanie. I should explain. Product Council is one of the governing bodies of the Folio community. So there are three councils: the Technical Council, the Community Council, and the Product Council. And each of them focus on a specific aspect of the Folio community. Everyone on these councils is elected from the community. So these are Folio implementers. Institutions and libraries, so just folks doing regular library work are also the ones sort of steering the Folio project. That and obviously the product owners who are steering the development work. Yeah, great question. So in addition to trying to maintain this community priorities high level view, a couple of the other goals the PC had this year is to, for those of you who were at WolfCon or caught some of this information after WolfCon. There's a proposal, the community, let me make sure I get this right, community-driven development framework. Did I get that right? I think that's right.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Suzanne. Yeah, so this is just sort of a looking forward to the future, the sustainability of the Folio project, how the community would like development to happen, sort of being intentional about what resources the community has, what resources are already required to maintain existing functionality, having a more sort of community-wide decision-making process about what gets developed next. There's a lot of detail in the framework document. This is stuff I can post in the Slack a little bit later. But the Product Council has taken a piece of this framework called the, oh, so many acronyms. We've been referring to it as the DIP, but it's the development in something process.
I think it's development implementation process.
Thank you,
I
Kristen.
think so.
Implementation. Yes, that makes so much sense. So the idea is to test out or trial out a process where anyone interested, like an institution, may say, we really need this feature. We're going to make a proposal for this feature. We're going to present it as one of the candidates for development in this upcoming, release timeline. And then there's sort of a incremental review process where the councils check in on, like, what kind of resources would this feature require? And does it fit within the scope of what we consider the core Folio product? So again, just more intentional development work. So the Product Council has a subgroup working on trialing that out. And the other areas where we've been focusing some work this year are communications around software releases. And I'm for, no, that's all three of them. So the community priorities dashboard, the community-driven development framework, and this development implementation process, and better information, regular communication around each software release. Probably presentations on all three of these fronts coming to WolfCon, to a WolfCon near you. But I'm happy to answer any questions you may have in the meantime. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Suzanne, I think you're on mute if you're talking.
Thanks, Joe. Next on the agenda is WolfCon. So the end of the proposal date was March 25th, but it will be extended to April 15th, I guess. Yeah, and I have made a proposal for an exec meeting in Prague. Yeah. Anyone else?
Dennis and I are still working up our what we're going to what we're planning to talk about, but at least one of us, if not both of us, are planning to be there. And so we will have some acquisition stuff to talk about, but that's to be determined yet.
Okay. Oh, and the exit meeting will be in hybrid. So if you're not in Prague, you will have the chance to join us. Okay. So the next one is the Slack topic. Sarah, it's about the Encumbra at $0. You wanted to discuss it here?
Thank you. my brain has so been somewhere else. Right. I'm sorry, my brain has just really been on another issue, having just moved to Sunflower.
Yeah, I saw it.
Where was the $0 thing? As soon as I see it, I will remember. Yes. So we do is this the from Friday, March 6th, that whole thread? Let me just look real quick. So we definitely also encumber at $0 all our ongoing orders, as I've said, and I definitely need the rolling to make the encumbrance be $0 again, but then to ensure that it becomes unreleased. So that is what it I wanted to talk about, that we make sure that this happens. The discussion seemed to be going, well, maybe it doesn't really need to happen, but I wanted to make sure that there is value in having your $0 show as unreleased when it's not, when your encumbrance is not released. So just as you have to encumber at $0, which seems silly at $0, but there is value in that, and the fact that the $0 is unreleased and then released has value.
And this assumes you've set up the PO to re-encumber and everything. So you're telling it if
Yep.
the PO is not closed, then re-encumber. Even if
I
it's a
believe so.
$0.
It like so we've rolled multiple times now, and this is always how it has happened. So however I've set it up, it does that. So I'm
Okay.
assuming yes.
Okay, so the behavior you want, I'm just trying to think algorithmically here. So the behavior you want is as long as the order is open, regardless of what is in the dollar amount, you want it to roll over as open with whatever encumbrance is supposed to be in there.
Right, and the encumbrance should show as being unreleased at the beginning of the fiscal year.
Okay. Okay, I think I get the ask. And is this so you can track what you have yet to pay on?
Yes, correct, because then at I forget with ransoms or which flower it was. Yes, with ransoms, the wonderful filter got introduced at the transaction view, where you can then go down and then you can hit that button and say, show me just the unreleased things. And so
Right.
that's what I do. I go into my budget and for my ongoing orders, and I hit that. And as the year progresses, that number becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. And I can look at each of those orders to then figure out, well, why has this not been released yet, right? And follow up with the vendor accordingly, or determine that, oh, this is like a standing order and it actually only comes every 2 years. So I'm not actually expecting anything to come on this one, right? Because as we near the end of the fiscal year, I'm constantly asked, how much money do we have to hold? How much money do we have to hold in case something else comes in and needs to be paid? And so I have to gauge that, and I use this as a mechanism to do that.
Right, that makes sense. So this is back, I think, with Quisnelia or Ramsons. I can't remember which one. It seems like a lifetime ago.
Yes, it does.
We changed encumbrance behavior because we were getting so many rollover errors, which is why we're rolling over orders with released encumbrances of $0. Because if there's no encumbrance, then that causes things to break. So that's the whole reason we did that. But I think we made the assumption that if there's no actual money associated with the rolled over encumbrance, we can go ahead and release it so it doesn't screw things up. But we didn't even think about that use case. So I think that's the logic behind it. So,
Yeah, I mean, and to your point, like, I guess I'm unclear why that would have been the thought, because we have been told throughout that you like it's always been stressed. No, you encumber at $0, right? That it is an encumbrance, right? Because the only way to associate a or a POL with a budget, you have to have something there. You have to have a
Right.
value, and the value happens to be zero. So
Right.
it shouldn't matter. I shouldn't have to put a fake $1 in.
Right. Right. There, yeah, I'm like I said, it's been so long I can't remember. It's like the reason I'm not remembering is you literally just went live on Sunflower
Yeah.
and I'm focused on writing umbrella leaf features. We're basically putting Trillium in the can after all this time. So things we did back in Ramsons and Sunflower, it's like, oh, what did we do when? Because it was like work we did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But that's a completely different topic. But yeah, okay. That gives us some context. And so I'll bring that to the team to look at. Yeah, I think that's all I've got. The reason is clear. It all makes sense. Unless there's more you wanted to add.
No, I just sometimes it's hard in Slack to make it, clear what you're talking about. But I mean, so I wanted to have the opportunity to say it and make sure that we were on the same page. And I'm not the only one that does $0 encumbrances. So I think it's important to not just me, but other people as well.
Joe, have you seen the chat? Okay.
I'm monitoring it right now.
Yep. Okay. So we have an implementers topic, a new one, from Stephanie. Stephanie, are you prepared to do this? Can share my screen?
Yeah, I'm happy to jump in. I think it's pretty straightforward what I'm asking for with that one. Okay, so in an invoice, there's a payment method field, and the options are set by the system. I think I don't think they're editable at all. And so I'm just wondering, is that something that can be looked into adding, allowing tenants, and we're specifically on an ECS member tenant, to be able to add additional payment options, get rid of the ones that we don't think we'll ever use, and maybe edit those that exist.
Okay.
I'd have to look under the hood. Out of curiosity, what's missing?
I don't know that anything's missing in terms of what is it intended. But for us, for like ease, we have two methods that we care about here. We've either paid it by a credit card, or we've submitted a requisition. And we don't really necessarily know the ultimate payment method because it's handled by our business office. You know, they may choose to do ACH, they may choose to do check. We don't really care as long as they have finished it. So for us, it's two options, requisition or credit card. And I don't think requisition is one of the options. There's an other option, so that's what we've been using. But yeah.
Okay, we can probably look into that. A lot of times we're, you know, those hard-coded lists can be converted into selectable lists. Is this a major issue, or is this
It is not. Like I said, we're using other and we know what other means to us. If there was some, for some reason, a third option that got introduced, you know, then it might become more of a challenge. But yeah, I didn't know how easy it is to switch from this kind of set list to a pick list type of situation for the field.
I'd have to talk with the team about it. I don't think that particular set of I don't recall that that particular set of choices is available in that many places. So I don't see it as being massively difficult to introduce. But like I said, I'd have to talk with the team. Some things are have like massive repercussions and create all kinds of problems if you try to change them. Like
For
for
sure.
instance,
Yep.
yeah, item
I get that.
statuses
Yeah.
are oh that I'm glad I'm not in it. I'm glad I'm not in cataloging because that one's nasty.
Yep.
Payment methods, I think we could probably realistically look at. I don't know what time frame we have, but we can, it's certainly not outside the realm of possibility.
For sure. Nope, that all sounds fine with me.
Okay. I stuck this one. Service to end method. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading Molly's comment. Yeah, I will look into that. I can't recall off the top of my head if we've done that or not.
Okay. Joe, you have a question for the group.
I do have a question, and it's kind of an involved question, but it's something that we are working on right now. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Of course, I'm in the wrong page when I pulled it up, but that's okay. I can easily switch over. Slide this out of the way. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out, or we, the Thunderjet team, is trying to determine, we're having some invoice weirdness that we're aggressively working on resolving. And so what I'd like to know from you all here, it's a question of total adjustments. This field right here, when we've got an invoice with an invoice line. Now, right now, this invoice line has no adjustments. So we're going to go in and play a little bit. So the most straightforward example is I'm going to add shipping, and I'm going to add $5, and relation to total is going to be in addition to. So if I save that, then I've got a subtotal of 100, total adjustments of $5, so calculated total amount of $105. That, I believe, we can all agree is completely expected. That's what we want to see. So if I go back into this invoice line and I'm going to change that adjustment. So we've got the shipping, but instead of in addition to, oh, let's get rid of that. Add adjustment. Shipping, $5. And the relationship to total is included in. And what that means is that this $100 includes the shipping in there as part of the $5. So the total is going to be $100. The question is, and we realize you're going to see the problem we're working on right now. What I would expect is because this is a $5 adjustment, instead it decided to do 5%. So that's part of the bug we're fixing. But now we're showing total adjustments. So if you pretend that's a five, it's going to be the subtotal is 95, total adjustments of five, with a calculated total of 100. But this isn't included in. So, and if you look at it in Sunflower and in Ramsons, the subtotal is 100 with total adjustments of zero. So my question is, in this instance where we have an included in, we'll go back to the edit where we see the total value is 100 is 100. It recalculates the subtotal and factors the adjustment in. Is that expected, or do you, or is it expected that the subtotal would be 100 and there would be no adjustments because the adjustments are factored in? Are you all completely confused?
Oh, Joe, I understand what you're saying, but I think that does cause some problems because suddenly it would be very confusing what is being represented above because the subtotal other, like, so then you'll have two, right? And the one you're looking at and it says 95 and 5, where you've done an additional two. And then the next one, it will be 95 and 5, but it's included in, and you won't know the difference when looking at that. Like, it will, I think that would be really confusing if then you can't tell, because then it's
I,
not a total.
yeah, I completely agree, Sarah. Like the reason that we are even telling the system that we have shipping is because at some point we want to see that separate from the cost of the content. And so if it's reflected as the subtotal, the cost of the content is one amount and the shipping is an adjustment amount, that makes sense to me. So the way it's working now actually makes sense to me.
So if you have an included in, should it show as an adjustment or should it not show as an adjustment? And I think it's more typical in VAT, but I could be mistaken about that.
I don't think my library would ever choose the included in option. If we know how much an extra charge is, we would probably always have it and as an adjustment instead of, in addition to instead of included in. But like I said before, I feel like the reason that you know that amount and that you're indicating that there's a separate adjustment amount is because you want to pull it out separately.
Right.
And Scott writes in the chat that they are trying to avoid included in, and they make sure that the amounts are in currency instead of percent.
Yeah, and Susanna, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like European libraries would be more likely to use included in to account for VAT and similar.
Oh, the last time I worked in a library is 9 years ago. Heiko,
Oh.
do you know this? But I guess it's more like included in. It's just sometimes it's in addition to, but it's normally not from the German vendors.
Sorry, I have to double check that. I'm not sure about to.
No other German here, so. But normally it's included in.
Right. Redo this. So we do an add adjustment. So we do the. About 12% included in.
What I remember is that that the taxes and stuff is always written in an extra line, so total adjustments would be, yeah, this would be good.
Okay. So even though you know the total price is 100, you want that isolated out this way. Steve, I noticed you ask if you know what the shipping is in addition to which funds is it pulling from. So I'm gonna go ahead and we'll go back into that so I can show that. So we'll add an adjustment. Oh, so no, what we would do is close without saving. So we've calculated on the invoice line, but now on the invoice itself. You can add an adjustment. And so I recall, can we change the fund? Molly, help me out here, please. I know
It
we
depends
can
on
add.
the relation to total as to whether you have to select a
That's
fund
right.
or not.
That's right.
I
So
think
we'll
it's
do.
actually the prorate option. If you say not prorated, it will give you a fund area to specify.
There we go. That helps, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks. So yeah, so that would be how that would work. Thanks, Molly.
Of
I knew there
course,
was a
we
way to do
confirm
it.
mute.
I just couldn't remember the exact cocktail of how to get there.
I didn't know about this at all, so learned something new.
So yeah, we're doing a little bit more of a deep dive. So we've got the subtotal, and so now we have the invoice subtotal and the calculated total amount and the total adjustments. And so we've got invoice level, so the fund distribution and invoice level adjustments. And then when we go into the invoice line, we have invoice line level information.
And
so I'm just curious, you have an invoice adjustments amount equal to $20.20. What are you verifying that to if it's captured in the invoice line?
So what we're doing is we're calculating within the invoice line, we have so we have the subtotal and the adjustment, which generates the total for the invoice line. And then on top of that, we have an invoice level adjustment. So we ca first we calculate the invoice line subtotals, add them all together, and then add the invoice adjustment on top of that.
So the invoice line adjustments are detailed on the invoice. So that the person who's verifying the invoice, because in our office we approve the invoices. So if the per I'm just trying to understand the workflow. If the person is verifying, when I'm looking at the adjustments number, I'm expecting that to be an overall invoice adjustment number, not a mixture of invoice line adjustments and total invoice adjustment. So if you had shipping of $5, I would expect to see the shipping of $5 at the bottom of the invoice, but you also have, I can't remember all the adjustments you made, but are those detailed on the lines so that the person approving it has the detail to verify that 2020 total adjustments amount?
So what we've got is we've got the invoice level adjustment of $10, which is factored into this 2020. So there's 1020 that is still to account for. If we go into the invoice line, we see the adjustment here. So this invoice line has the other 1020 right here. And I think we could potentially look into some sort of enhancement that would simplify that for verification.
Joe, can you make the third pane wider so that we can see more of the invoice line, like beyond? So the adjustment is there, the 1020 above. It's just way, way over. So I'm always doing this. I'm always opening my screen way wide to see that adjustment area. See there. So then you would see the 1020 and the 10 to get the 2020.
Actually, if you could make the invoice line a, if you could, how do I want to say this? Like your preference on how it lines up.
So, right, I mean how the columns are arranged?
Yes.
Oof.
Sorry, but I mean, then whoever is using it has it line up the way they need to see it.
No,
And
I get
then,
it.
yes, that would stand out.
Yeah, I get it. I will have to talk with some other people to see if there's, are there any places that you know of in Folio that allow you to specify column order?
Not column order, but it's a new thing with the apps and Sunflower.
Right.
But the column order, no. Sadly, every app, every SIG app asks for this.
Yeah. And the implementation is a challenge. I get it. Hopefully someday we'll be able to do it. But in the meantime, I can ask what we could do, though, maybe, possibly, maybe, no promises. We do have the ability. Oh, no, we already have it. Show columns.
Right.
So the
But
person.
still, sometimes it's not wide enough, especially with the description, because a description isn't a defined field, so to speak. So you could have three sentences long description. So
Right.
it sends the display way, way, way off to the right. That would be the one reason for me to realign the fields personally, because I don't want to say I don't care about the descriptions, but there are sometimes, because that field can be, it changes so much, putting that more towards the middle or the end, I could see my other defined fields much easier.
And to that, so I don't know what you said you were already on Umbrella Leaf, Joe. Is this Umbrella Leaf? This
No, this is
testing?
Trillium.
This is Trillium. Okay. So for example, I see, oh, compared to Sunflower, there's now a column for release encumbrance with a little toggle. Now, A, that's super. I click into PO lines all the time to make sure that I've toggled the release encumbrance off, right? Like, so that it's off. So having that there is wonderful. I'm so thrilled. But notice how, because release encumbrance is such a long word or two words, that box now has become so big, even though the little toggle thing is like mini, right? So if that it pushes the other two things way over again further, and it can be really, really challenging to be able to get the third pane open, like Anne was also saying, to actually be able to see the full spectrum of all the columns. And you don't even have them all right now, even now, right? So would there be a way to
Actually,
be
we do.
able to change the like make them two lines, like vendor reference number is then, I don't know, just like when you do move things, you can wrap the text in Excel so that then your header at the top of the column is not making the whole column as wide as it is, but is more narrow, or we could do some kind of abbreviation, because that release encumbrance just like really sticks out, but is wonderful at the same time.
Right. No, I get it. I'd have to talk to Kimmy about that. I think there is value in the wrap idea. I'd have to talk to Kimmy about that. I don't know, because some people get are real sticklers for no, one line needs to be one line, and other people are like, I don't mind if one line actually takes up the space of six lines, as long as I don't have to scroll back and forth like crazy. But I'll talk about that. Yeah, I can mention that to Kimmy, and I can talk with our UI developer and see if that's even feasible. Sarah, I see you got your hand up again.
Yeah, so a quick question, since you're talking about all these adjustments. So I use the adjustments quite a bit, and I've also really enjoyed, I think it was with ransoms, the duplicate invoice feature. And since we don't have templates and so forth, right? So, but I'm finding, and I'm hoping you're going to tell me this has been fixed with Trillium, is that if I've had an adjustment and I go and duplicate it, then the duplication duplicates everything, which is fine, right? But then it the if, for example, I'm using 20% for my adjustment in addition to it, or negative 20% rather, it reapplies that same amount and screws everything up. Like, it doesn't work. I have to actually delete it and redo it. And I have to remember to do it at the right time. I have to do it right away before I go to the invoice line and overlay the POL for the invoice line. Because otherwise, when I go to save the new one, it gives me a red toast. And so I'm wondering if this has been fixed and what all this now might do to that. If somebody starts duplicating, I would, whoever's testing, they better test for that too, to do duplicate.
Can you walk me through this? Because I've not heard that. Like,
Okay,
I think that.
so if we switch the adjustment, not here, like if we do one, I usually do it out at the, like, I'll have, let's say, three POLs. And all of them are going to get a 20% discount.
Okay.
Right. So I set it up at the top level so that it will apply to all of them.
All right, so we'll edit and we will add an adjustment, and the adjustment will be
Discount.
discount. And we'll
And
do
whatever.
minus 20%. And you want it prorated by line?
By amount.
By amount. Okay. And the relation to total should be
In addition to.
in addition to. So save and close. Okay. So now we've
So
got, okay.
it's calculated that. That's great. And oh, that's kind of interesting because now the $10 of your shipping, where did that go?
It's still down here.
But up at top, it's not in the total adjustment. Or it is, but as an it's totally a it's a total adjustment because it then calculates the $10 off the total amount of the discount. I see.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know. What I can tell you right now
Ah, but we
is
can
that
see if
we.
you go over so that we can see what it gave the line.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah. So then $10, 701. Okay, good. So now you're going to make this one approved and then paid.
Okay. Oops, I don't want to hit the wrong one. So approve, pay, submit.
So, and then now you're going to duplicate it.
Okay.
And I don't know, we don't need to do this, but I usually have to change the invoice date and I change the, so I go in and edit invoice date and the vendor invoice number, obviously, because it's a new one, right? So I don't know if you want to do that or not. And then I go, oh, okay. So now I go to my, I click on the invoice line because I've edited it there. And I say action, edit. I go over to PO lookup and click that and choose a new PO, the one that I want to pay. I don't know what is available to you here. So some other price, like something that's really different. Like, okay,
Right.
$50. Okay, great. So, and now if you do like see, now look, your adjustment is still 1701. Just leave it, but you're not, I'm not adjusting this because I'm figuring, oh, it's going to calculate it. So if we do save and close, what happens?
Then it's going to add that 1701 on top. Well, no.
Oh, good. It calculates. So for me, it does not do the calculation. I get a red toast.
Okay.
So this is
Good.
great. So maybe it's fixed in Trillium.
Damien has fixed it. Yeah. So when I talked about we're work like this is something we're working on, and I want, I'm trying to get answers on it. It's because we have a private Slack chain that's about 4 miles long trying to figure all this out. So, and we're racing against the clock to get this fixed once and for all in Trillium. Because we've had feedback about adjustments not being calculated in the right order. Because if you add then multiply, it's different than if you multiply then add. And like, what is the exact precise order in which the calculations need to happen? What's supposed to happen with all the total adjustments, all those things. That's why I'm wanting to have this conversation, is because we want to know exactly how things are supposed to work.
And for me, this is how it was supposed to work, right? I had said it at the top level that there was a 20% discount, and I'm assuming that 20% discount will just recalculate off of what the price of the thing is. And so it did it now with Trillium. That's great because in Sunflower it does not, unless I
Okay.
delete it and then add. So it's definitely a sequence thing, right? I have to like remove it, do the PUL, POL, and then go back out and then add. Then set up the 20% discount again.
Right.
Otherwise, it like can't do it, like just keeps trying to apply the old amount, and I can't even save, and I get a red toast and.
Right. No. Okay, well, in that case, I have good news for you. It looks like we've remapped it so it works correctly. But I will mention this to our QA as something to test. And this is probably something we can automate. So my takeaways are basically most American libraries, with their adjustments, are going to be in addition to rather than included in. VAT isn't included in, and the expectation is that an included in should appear in total adjustments. Do I have that basically correct?
Sounds good.
Okay. Then we just need to fix the math. And that's something that we are working on doing that right now. It's just there's a lot of confusion about it. Okay. Thank you.
And
That is,
make the note about the column headers.
yeah, I'll make the note about the column headers will not make it into Trillium because we're out of time. But getting the I'll do what I can, but I don't think we can get that in Trillium. I'll see if we can do it as a an umbrella leaf or in a service pack or something. But I'll have to. Yeah, this is like all hands on deck, make the adjustments calculate correctly. Because if those are wrong, that's a show-stopping problem.
And Joe, just to clarify, it's not that like we're looking at just one invoice line right here. So, my brain can take that. If I'm looking at 100 and I'm trying to make sure that the information at the front matches up with the information at the end. And so you're scrolling back and forth, up and down, back and forth, up and down, back and forth, up and down. It's really an issue, right? Like that's
Oh no, I.
why. It may not seem like such a terrible thing right here that you can't pull it, the third pane open enough to be able to see the full shebang. But when you're dealing with 10,
No, I.
20, 30 lines, it does become a real burden.
No, I get it. I totally get it. The only reason I'm pushing back on doing it for Trillium is that code freeze is imminent, and
Oh, I understand. I just wanted you to not think that we were being unreasonable about needing to see
no,
things.
not at all. Not at all. I hate side scrolling. So just on principle, I have no issue with it. I'm just thinking in terms of what we can reasonably deliver when. I'm just wondering, well, no, I'll probably get pushback from the team. I was almost wondering if it would make sense to have a separate accordion with invoice line level adjustments, but the logistics of that is also kind of nasty. But yeah, we'll capture that and see if we can workshop a reasonable solution. I think yeah, I think hiding columns can offer a little bit of relief, but as you said, if people like inserting the first chapter of War and Peace into the description, that's necessarily going to limit things. And you kind of need the description to know what you're talking about.
I have to say, I was also thinking about the headers that they're too long. And then Sarah said it, and I was like, yes.
Actually, I'll be honest, when you were like talking about the bigger problem, I'm like, yeah, there should be a way to stack those because that's pretty wide.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's sh yeah. We'll look for things we can do to make that less painful. But yes. All right, thanks for all the feedback. That gives me a lot of clarity. I will definitely bring that forward. but this was very helpful and very productive and something we can work with right away. Because, like I said, we're working on it right now. Okay, that's all I had. So I'm going to stop my share and turn things back over to Suzanne.
Any questions? Otherwise, we have 4 minutes left and have a nice weekend. Okay, then goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.